This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the 2026 Iowa State Fair, August 13th to the 23rd in Des Moines. Visit iowastatefair.org to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Tariffs continue to dominate trade discussions even after a major Supreme Court ruling earlier this year limited the president's authority to impose broad tariffs under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. While that decision struck down several of the Trump administration's worldwide tariffs, trade policy remains in flux as businesses and commodity markets await the next round of decisions. Ben Moline, Vice President of Research at the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, says tariffs have remained a central part of the trade conversation over the past 2 years, with several key developments shaping the current landscape.
Tariffs, which really is a continuation of a big theme from last year. So spring of 2025, seeing Liberation Day, and even before that, tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China being introduced. Activities this year have been the Supreme Court striking down some of those tariffs, temporary tariffs being put into place that last through this month. And now this month, some questions about what will come next.
Even with some temporary tariffs scheduled to expire, uncertainty remains. Trade officials are expected to announce additional tariff decisions in the coming weeks, and businesses are watching closely to see how those actions could affect imports, supply chains, and prices throughout the economy. Moline says the next round of tariffs could either raise or lower the overall tariff burden, depending on the final details.
New tariffs based on so-called Section 301 investigations are expected to be announced later this month or early next month. And so the question is, how will they affect the average effective tariff rate that the economy is facing, if any? What exemptions will be in place and so on? So we could see maybe a slight bump up in tariff rates, or actually, even in a cut from the tariff rates that we're facing today.
Section 301 tariffs are authorized under the Trade Act of 1974, and they allow the U.S. Trade Representative to investigate and respond to trade practices that are considered unfair or discriminatory. Those findings can result in new tariffs on imported goods, with the latest announcements expected later this summer. And that's been a check of your news here on Profit Matters. We have a featured conversation with Corteva coming up next.
This year at the Iowa State Fair, Fair Spirit meets 250 years of American history in a celebration across the fair. See the America 250 Iowa display and a permanent sculpture created just for the fair. Walk the Iowa Veterans Memorial Walkway honoring service and sacrifice. Experience 250 years of the American flag, along with red, white, and blue contests and fair favorites. Then look to the sky for drone shows glowing in red, white, and blue, lighting up the fair like never before. From history to celebration, it all comes together at the Iowa State Fair. Learn more at iowastatefair.org.
August 13th through the 23rd.
We're back on Profit Matters, and it's time now for a featured conversation with the folks at Corteva.
Welcome to Fungicide Facts from Corteva. We're visiting with the Corteva Crop Protection Technical Lead, Eric Schurter. Eric, what kind of yield results are growers seeing from the in-field trials with Forcevo fungicide?
Yeah, with Forcevo fungicide, growers are not only getting the newest three-mode of action fungicide in the marketplace today, we're seeing that visual response. But we know all growers are really looking for that yield return. When we looked at our 2025 yield data, what we saw across our strip trials with growers, with our research trials, about a 17 bushel per acre advantage over the untreated and a 3.3 bushel per acre advantage over other three mode of action competitors.
If listeners want more information about Forcevo fungicide, where can they go?
Always visit with your local Corteva AgriScience sales rep, Corteva AgriScience supportive retailer. Those are the local folks there that always know the local market best. Or they can visit us at Corteva.com/fungicide facts to get other information, tech sheets, or other information around Corteva products.
That's Fungicide Facts from Corteva.
That, again, was a featured conversation with the folks from Corteva. And that's going to wrap up Profit Matters here for today. You can find all our content online at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman. You're listening to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.